The ever-smitten Hermes, empty, left his golden throne, bent warm on amorous theft. From high Olympus he had stolen light on this side of Jove's clouds to escape the sight of his great summoner and made retreat into a forest on the shores of Crete. These few lines are from John Keats's poetic narrative Lamia, and they describe how the great trickster god Hermes, the bringer of dreams and escort of souls who also serves as the messenger divine, escaped the heaven world for earth in search of the beloved. I'm Mary Stuart Adams with the Storyteller's Night Sky, and I'm sharing Keats's poem now because this week brings Valentine's Day, and the poem is full of images of nobility and majesty in love. Now, given the news of the day, it seems important to give a higher expression to love than just the base expose of body parts that's substituting for how it gets communicated now. And also, this week we're 9 months ahead of the rare Mercury transit that will happen on November 11th, when the planet Mercury, identified with the Greek god Hermes, will steal light from the sun by moving directly in front of it. This only happens 13 times a century, and when it does, it's like the trickster god is getting in front of the sun to hold a door open for us, so we can realize that we're part of the celestial narrative, and it's time to pay attention to what we're doing about it. Now, the transit is 9 months from now, and since 9 months is the normal rhythm of a human gestation, we can imagine that what we communicate now is like the beginning of a love narrative that Mercury Hermes will grow with through the seasons and then amplify when the planet transits the sun in November. But Mercury is lost in the sunlight right now and won't be visible to us for another couple of months. Still, if this messenger of the gods is seeking for love in you, what will he find? From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.